The Starting Lineup with Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 The Sports Animal.
It is the third and final hour, the final 60 minutes of the Starting Lineup here for your Friday, the pre-conference championship day edition of the Starting Lineup. Tyler Ivins, Will West, you can find us at TSL 99.1 and at 656-9900. You want to find out how you can score as low as 1.9%? Well-qualified customers need to come by today. We'll not only get it put into a beautiful new ride like a 2020 Honda Accord that's right here beside us here in the showroom, but you can smell some of the delicious popcorn that's being popped here as
that's
well.
Right.
My stomach is talking right now. The headset is around my stomach right now. This is my stomach grumbling and talking to you right
Indeed,
now.
Indeed, Luke, the best popcorn you're going to find in East Tennessee. It's all right here, intersection of selection. We're talking about incredible customer service every time. It's not a high-pressure sales environment. The best amount of money you could possibly get on your trade. They're going to maximize the value there. When we talk about these specials that they have at Rusty Wallace Honda, these are not picked over. They have almost 400 new Hondas right here on the lot. And how about this? Roaring 20 specials right now. 2020 Honda Accord LX, just $220 per month. Or 2020 Civic LX, just $120 a month. Interest rates as low as 1.9% right now. And again, nearly 400 new Hondas on the lot and the largest selection of pre-owned vehicles in the entire area at the intersection of selection, Rusty Wallace Honda.
You know what time it is, right? Let's get to it. It's time to play the game.
It's time to play the game.
656-9900. 1-866-656-9900. Around and around that wheel goes. I'll say it again. If there's been one person who has been handing out W's, handing out free stuff, it's been Will West. And today the wheel says, we're playing Who Am I, Will West? To the newies, to the newies. If you're a rookie to TSL, how do we play Who Am I?
Here's how Who Am I will work. We'll have a category each day that is always timely and topical, and you'll have up to five clues to guess who the person is in sports that we are talking about. The contestant that's able to guess in the fewest number of clues is going to win their prize. Ivins, what's your big prize today, buddy?
$20. That is two. That is a zero. That can get you some of the nicest, newest gear from our friends over at Hound Dogs of Knoxville.
There you go.
You can find them at KnoxvilleHD.com for all the latest gear. And I will tell you right now, if you haven't had an opportunity to stop by to see the store off Kingston Pike, I'm actually there quite frequently. And I'm telling you right now, being able to go from the front of the store to the back of the store, you are missing out if you're not doing your shopping. Again, hdknoxville.com. That is our friends over at Hound Dogs in Knoxville. Shout out to Jesse. Today we have Brian, and we do have a Jesse. We'll get started with a Brian. Brian, good morning to you. I don't know if you've been listening the last 3 minutes, but I've been doing some promoting for my co-host. But don't let me make that decision. You have to make the decision. Are you going to be getting your Who Am I questions from Will or from yours truly? Now, we will say this before you pick. Brian, today is Dwayne Wade's birthday.
It is Dwayne Wade's birthday.
And Dwayne Wade is known, Will, for many things, but including wearing the uniform number 3. So, Brian, before you choose, know that today's topic are athletes who wear the uniform number 3. There have been a lot of them, some a lot more famous than others. Who's giving your clues today?
I'm feeling like today is Tyler's day.
There wow. you go.
It's called a curveball.
All right.
Jesse, hold tight. You and Will are going to team up. Here we go, Brian. Clue number one. I was born April 19th, 1986. Give you an idea of the age. In St. Louis, Missouri. So we're talking about somebody who's 33 years of age. Not going to help. We'll go to clue number two. I'm the only two-time winner of the USA Today High School Player of the Year Award, and I was the 2008 Naismith Player of the Year. You think back to 2008, who was the Naismith Player of the Year?
Still no idea.
We know the sport. We know the age. How about this? Not only am I an active player, but I'm also a studio analyst for TNT.
Oh, man.
Active might be doing work for TNT right now for NCAA and NBA coverage. How about this? This might help you out here. Not only am I a two-time national champion, but I'm a two-time WNBA MVP. So we might be talking about a female who's 33, who was very talented in high school, college, and clearly at professional basketball, and she's also a studio analyst currently still active for the L.A. Sparks.
Taurasi.
Final clue. After committing to Pat Summitt, I redshirted my freshman year due to a knee injury I sustained in high school.
Candace Parker.
You are Candace Parker. You are number three, Candace Parker. Hold tight, Brian. We'll see if Jesse's going to give you an opportunity at sudden death. Jesse, say good morning to Will West.
Jesse, you ready to get this W, buddy?
Let's go for it.
All right, let's go. All right, your clue number one, and again, category, famous athletes who wore the number three. I'm a baseball player from Portland, Oregon, born in 1956.
Go for number two.
Number two. My number three was retired by the Atlanta Braves after my career.
Number three.
Clue number three. I'm a seven-time All-Star and a two-time NL MVP.
Wow.
Drawing a blank.
Clue number this one. I was traded from the Braves to the Phillies in the early 90s.
I got nothing.
Clue number five, I finished my career with the Colorado Rockies in 1993.
Clue number five and a, clue number five and a half, my last name is the first name of Tyler's dog.
Oh, geez.
Close. Close. Not all geez. Close.
Hey, thanks a lot for playing,
we
Jesse.
Appreciate it. That's not a W. That's a W for Brian.
Look, baseball's hard. A lot of people don't know baseball.
That's a W for Brian.
Market,
Candace Parker picking up clue number five there. Brian, $20 to our friends over at Hound Dogs in Knoxville.
Dale Murphy. The famous number three I was going with. Dale Murphy. A lot of people aren't baseball fans. I get it.
I knew one of you guys were going to do Dale Murphy, so as soon as your clue number one, Will, I knew it was Dale Murphy.
Did you?
Yeah. Plus,
did I?
That's the reason my mom loves baseball, and that's the reason why she made me wear number three when I was little.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
Did
good
I? Good job, Kaner's mom.
Was I'm not even. No, I can't. I can't. I can't after that. That's great.
Well, that's a good job by Kaner's mom.
You can't. We.
It's called home learning. It's what we call that in Seymour.
Ginger Kane doesn't get a lot of compliments on this show after the month of December because of her Christmas ties. But just hearing somebody say shout out to Kaner's mom.
That was awesome.
That is awesome. It was. I'm sorry. Was it too much of a curveball to throw Candace Parker out there?
No. I thought you would have gone like question three that it was a women's basketball player.
See, I thought about it, but I was thinking active and TNT guy.
You got the win. You got the win.
Thank you to Jesse and our friends over at Hound Dogs.
Yeah, that's right.
Giving out the $20. You can stop by and see them on Kingston Pike. Other number threes that come to mind: Dale Earnhardt, Babe Ruth. I'm just saying. Sometimes the number three stands.
Woody Harrelson in Zombieland,
which he. Puts the number three on there because
of Earnhardt.
Because he's a Dale Earnhardt fan, right?
Yeah.
Right? When Bad Takes Andy's rolling his eyes, you know you've done something to upset
that
man.
Was terrible. That means either what I did was really great. That was a terrible movie. Did you just say Zombieland's a terrible movie? Terrible. All right. I don't even think I can continue.
Okay. Well, do you think you can do start, bench, cut in the next
couple
of minutes? Yeah,
let's do it.
I know Chad Campbell's here with a big smile on his face getting amped up for that segment. Also coming up before we wrap up hour number three of the program. Hey, we want to give you a shout-out and give you a heads-up. Or I should say give a shout-out to our friends over at WVLT and give you a heads-up. A lot of people will all the time reach out to us on social media and they say, hey, where are you guys watching the game at? We should do something. I'd love to have you guys over at this restaurant. Me and the boys get together. If you've always wanted to get together and have the opportunity to watch one of the big games with Will or myself, you can do so by joining us at Main Event there off Cedar Bluff Road. We're teaming up with our television sister station, WVLT, beginning at 2 o'clock this Sunday. If you're looking for somewhere to watch the Titans take on the Chiefs, we're teaming up with our friends over at WVLT. Myself, Vince Ferrara, others from WNML are going to be in-house. If you want to hang out with us and our sister station over at WVLT, the official Titans watch party happening at Main Event beginning at 2 o'clock. We will be in-house for the entirety of Tennessee visiting Kansas City there at Arrowhead. 656-9900, 1-866-656-9900. Still so much more we have to get into before 9 a.m. and the handoff to the Eric Gaines Show with Brian Rice. You are listening to 99.1 FM, the sports animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
Now, the Tennessee Lady Vols picked up a big win on the road last night in Gainesville, 78-50 over Florida. 53% from the field was Tennessee, a game high, 18 points for Rinai Davis. Three managers have been let go in wake of the Astros' 2017 sign-stealing scheme. The latest, Mets Carlos Beltran. The two agree to mutually part ways. Beltran was only hired by New York back on November the 1st. College Hoops scores from last night. Number one, Gonzaga, no problem with Santa Clara, 105-54. 22nd-ranked Memphis top Cincinnati, 60-49. Upset. Number 8, Oregon falls to Washington State, 72-61. And 20th-ranked Colorado got by Arizona State, 68-61. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education in Tennessee. Let's get a check of the roads in about 15 seconds. That'll be with Pete Michaels Traffic. Good morning. I'm Eric Kane.
Quick pass across the middle. It's caught by Smith at the 45, across the middle to 50, down the middle to 40. Chase to the 30, down the middle to 20, between the hash marks to 10. He's down to the 5, breaking tackles. He's in for the touchdown. That was a short little pass down the middle, and he just raised 61 yards for a Titan touchdown.
Jonnu Smith said, excuse me, thank you, and I'll take 6 points and more. Kevin Harlan on the call, Westwood 1. Titans now in a position, something they're not familiar with. It's actually back in 2002. As we welcome you back to 99.1 FM, the Sports Animals Morning Show. We call ourselves the starting lineup. What were you doing in 2002, the last time the Titans were playing in the AFC title game?
I don't even know. I'll be honest with you. It was, we were building a testimony, and there's not a lot of memory about 2002 in my mind.
I was a sophomore in high school, and I think I was getting heartbroken for the first time. I think girl was crushing my heart.
Yeah.
I think she ripped it out of my chest and stepped on it a couple times. And then I think I was up to no good in the breezeway in the hallways of Central High School. And I think I was trying to find ways to get out of doing time for time because I was always tardy in my first period class. Because my teammates who would drive me to school, they were buttholes. And they would never give me time on time.
I don't know if you could say that actually on the air. What did you just say?
They were buttheads and they were they were never got me to class on time.
There you go.
And then we were late, but I still had to buy them breakfast sandwiches just because I didn't have to ride the bus. So that's what I'll say.
The bus is underrated. The bus is underrated. It builds character.
No.
There are a lot of people who...
No, it doesn't.
Look, man, I deal on a day-to-day basis with people who are car riders on a daily basis, and it's obvious that when you were a kid, you were a car rider.
Really?
SAW. Look, Tennessee wouldn't have had a big... Rick Barnes wouldn't be calling Tennessee soft if they'd have rode the bus.
Did you just call Tyler S-A-W-F-T?
There's no, people are soft.
Oh, yeah, they call Tyler saying. Soft.
But he did ride the... Did you never ride the bus?
No, I rode the bus my whole freshman year.
Okay, yeah.
Yeah.
And Matt Takes Andy never rode the bus. Well, that's a lot of the problem, Andy. That's a lot of the problem.
Really? Really? You did, so when you
Kater,
meet
did
people
you ride
the first
the,
time, you,
ride
you
the
ask
bus?
People they ride the bus.
Yeah,
I rode the bus, yes.
Yeah, look, there are two categories of people. Did you ride the bus? Did you not ride the bus?
Okay.
And look, you'd rather not ride the bus. So those of you that didn't ride the bus, that's fine. It just means that you're a little softer than we are. But we still love you with all the Christian love you can imagine.
Okay, so my options are waiting stop by stop on the school bus, the big yellow school
and
bus to get me to time.
School bus without legitimate air conditioning.
Right. And I always got forced to sit in the seat that had the broken window that couldn't go up in January.
So Avery's not been able to ride on the bus, but a lot of it's like we lived like 3 miles from her middle school, not even 3 miles, and it was scheduled to drop her off at 4:55. And I'm like, you can't leave your kid on the bus for 2 hours, you bunch of jabronis. What are you talking about? So, I mean, we had to go pick her up. What do you do? Fortunately, you know, we
so
had
you're
good enough
telling
bosses
me
that
I'm people. I would be falling in the category of soft because my teammates are like,
but you
ride.
Did at some point in time ride the bus. There are a lot of people out there that were car riders, though. And it shows they were car riders.
See, we had no choice, all right? We had to ride that bus, and we're better for it, you know?
You're sitting there. You got your sweet CD player that skips every time the bus breaks.
And by sweet CD player, I mean cassette player that you had.
I'm over here trying to listen to the new DMX album that's got this great song on it called Party Up because y'all going to make me lose my mind.
Oh, man, if you had the Walkman back in the day, dude, that's when you knew you were cool.
You don't understand. Like, one of the greatest Christmas gifts I ever got was the anti-skip.
The anti-skip Discman?
The no-disc Discman. Yeah, man. You put it in and locked it in, man.
Oh, yeah.
It had the little hand sleeve like you were in a power glove. You're walking around. Yeah, man. Dude, I love it.
Okay, so what are other things in life that you can tell someone is soft that they didn't do that? Or maybe it builds character in life that maybe some people didn't do, and it shows.
Well, I would say if they didn't play organized sports and they have never in their life had somebody yell at them because they jumped off sides. I'm not trying to make this a who can grab who by a face mask, but a lot of the life lessons I learned came from a lot of the coaches that I came across and spent time with in organized sports at my time in Central High School.
Yeah.
So if you want to talk about people who are soft, I'm not trying to bring in the whole snowflake generation, but you know what? Sometimes I thought it was okay.
Yeah, I always
say
whatever,
my
like
face
people,
mask.
Whatever people talk about, like young people are snowflakes. I'm always like, well, you raised him, so what, that's on you, pal.
Yeah,
maybe you shouldn't have picked him up from school. Let him ride the bus.
You're putting me on a
get
spot
off the bus
here.
At 4:55 in the evening.
You're putting me on the spot here, man. There are quite a few things I should be able to point out about.
We actually don't get a bus to our house.
What?
The bus doesn't come to our house.
Can't be right.
You know, apparently you can like request that it will eventually come to your house at some point in time, but the bus doesn't come to our house, which I'm like, I thought the bus always came to your house for school.
Yeah. Well, not for me. I had to walk almost half a mile to get to.
Really?
Yeah. I had to walk a half a mile, and man, I knew my freshman year if I wasn't out the door by 6:50, and nothing scared me more. Like, my mom and I had the best relationship growing up. We really did. I never ticked my mom off, and when I did, she disciplined me, and I learned my lesson, and I was like, you know what? I'm not going to cross the boss again. Nothing scared me more than missing the school bus and having to make that walk back to the
There's
house.
There's nothing worse than missing the bus.
And if she heard that door open again
because
I slept in or because I missed something or messed something up, she was hotter than a hornet knocking a nest down.
That is rough. That is rough.
If I missed the bus, man.
Missing the bus is rough.
I remember one time a neighbor who I was really good friends with, who used to work down the hill from Central High School, I stood in front of the road and waved him down, and I was like, I will give you my allowance if you drive me to school. He's like, just have your mom take you, Tyler. I was like, you work down the hill from Central. You work at the bank down the hill.
Hitchhiking
next to
random
Litton's.
Strangers as an 8-year-old outside.
Tyler, I can't take you. At the bank next to Litton's.
In middle school, I used to always try to fit an extra game of basketball in, and my mom was a teacher, so I'd have to take the bus from the middle school over to the elementary school,
right?
And it went to the middle school, the high school, then back to the elementary school, and I would always try to fit an extra basketball game in up in the gym, and then run down and catch the buses before they left. And there were a couple times we missed it, and I didn't make that bus back. And one time, finally, my dad's like, you do that again, you're walking it.
Oh.
And so I ended up having to walk that, and it was not awesome.
Speaking of walking, had a couple people call and say, you're giving no love to the walkers. A lot of people
walk
to school.
Shout out to the people. Well, like in Seymour, we didn't have, walking in Seymour. We don't have, you know what I mean? Like, we didn't get sewers until I was in, like, the ninth grade, man. Like, so I never got a septic tank. So there was no sidewalks. But for the people who did walk, that is tougher than even riding the bus. I'll give you that.
I will tell you, man, if I could do it all over again, I probably would have ridden the bus a little bit more. But, man, there was
Would
a
you
real
let
luxury.
Your kids ride the bus if you had kids? Avery's never ridden the bus. No,
oh,
she has.
Kid,
she did to Tim's sister, Shanna's house.
My kid absolutely is riding the bus.
Yeah, they're riding the bus just so they'll
my
learn.
My kid's absolutely
If I had a kid right now, I would do everything I could to not let the kid ride the bus.
Really?
Yeah.
That's pretty much where you learn every bad habit you ever learn as a child, though.
Yeah.
Right? That's like where you don't know if your kid's a hoodlum or not until they ride the bus for about 6 months, and then you find out if your kid's actually a hoodlum. Maybe they just weren't exposed to it.
I'll tell you a story off the air, and I know that's not fair. That's Radio 101. Don't tease something only to do it off the air. You know what? To heck with it. I'll tell you right now. First 6 months I moved back to moved back to Knoxville. I'm driving up Cedar Bluff, and the bus just picked up from Cedar Bluff Elementary School, or maybe it was Cedar Bluff Middle, whatever it is right there across from the apartment complex on Cedar Bluff. Both? Okay. I'm sitting there at the red light waiting for the kids to pull out. Some kid looks at me. I'm in the left-hand lane. He's in the right-hand lane. He looks at me the entire time to make sure I'm not paying attention. I'm just locked eyes with this kid, just like, can I help you? I watch him stick his hand out the window with a full can unopened of Diet Pepsi, and he just drops it, hits the hood of my car, rolls up the windshield, kicks off behind me, and hits the second car behind me.
Oh, my gosh.
I immediately get behind this bus, and I'm flashing the lights trying to get this guy. They've picked up people from the middle school, and they're going next door to the elementary school to pick kids up. I immediately walk up. The guy opens up the door. He's like, sir, you're not allowed to come on the bus because of Knox County
Just like,
schools.
I need to go whoop my son.
And I was
it's
like,
my son, and he needs to get a whooping, and you take your belt off.
I need to whoop this kid's rear end. He calls the kid up from the front of the back of the bus who threw the full can of Diet Pepsi on the hood of the Cherokee, and this kid is in tears. Like, he was like double dog dare to do it, and this kid knows how much trouble he's in. And I'm just like, what were you thinking, kid? You can't tell my dad because my dad finds out he has to drive me to school. He will kill me. And I was like, now I feel like the idiot or the butthead for making this kid cry. But he threw the full Diet Pepsi on the hood of my car.
No, you got to make that kid cry, man. You got to make that kid cry.
That was twice.
That kid needs to cry.
Yeah, seriously.
So the whole time you're thinking about kids who are soft on the bus, that kid just threw a full Diet Pepsi on my
Yeah, but you know what? That's a life lesson for him. That's a teachable moment.
So making a 12-year-old cry because he threw a full Diet Pepsi can?
Sometimes 12-year-olds got to cry, man.
It was 2002 season, the 2003 year, last time the Titans were in the AFC title game. Things didn't go as planned for Tennessee. Oakland went on to beat the Titans 41-24. That's when they took a, let's just say, two touchdowns in the fourth quarter, buried the Titans.
Can we do it quickly because we need to get to start bench cut, but your picks for the AFC title game?
I'm going to go with Kansas City, San Francisco. Give me Kansas City, give me San Francisco. They're the two better teams. I think the Buccaneers, it's going to end for Tennessee. I keep asking myself, who is the one game that's going to be the most interesting, I think, for Titans fans because they've seen the performance the last 2 weeks. I want to say it's Tennessee. I think Kansas City wins the game running away. I think we could get a closer contest between San Francisco and Green Bay, but San Francisco is better than Green
Bay. Caner, who you got? I've got the same thing. Give me the Chiefs. I don't know. 27-17 against the Titans. Or no, they don't kick field goals. 27-14 against the Titans. So a couple touchdowns there, and then I'll take the Niners 31-23 against the Packers. Caner, what do you have?
Yeah, it's tough. You know, Kansas City's a better football team. Tennessee's playing out of its mind right now. Give me 27-24 KC. I will take San Francisco over Green Bay. Let's go 31-28.
Tiff needs to remind me that Avery did ride the bus in elementary school at Rocky Hill. So there was that.
Can I give a special shout out to Avery? I'm not going to go too much in detail, but she just did something very special at her school. And when you told me that, I sat there with my jaw on the floor, and I was like, "Man, that's...
She's already way smarter than that.
She's a genius.
Yeah, she's already way smarter.
She's essentially a genius.
Way smarter than that.
Genius. Got yourself a genius daughter over there. 99.1 FM. You're listening to The Sports Animal. Guess what's next? Chad Campbell's appearance on the program. You know what that means, right? Start, bench, cut. That's to follow. And we're going to find out something you want to know. Did Chad Campbell ride the bus to school, or is he SAWFT? That's right. From the intersection of Selection, I-75 and Callahan, we'll tell you more about what's happening here at Rusty Wallace Honda next here on 99.1 FM, The Sports Animal. Completely honest, I thought Caner was going to bump us back in with the wheels on the bus cover. But I'm really glad he chose option B.
Yes.
We welcome you back, 656-9900 to the starting lineup here from Rusty Wallace Honda, I-75 in Callahan. I'm going to tell you, the roaring 20s. Did they have school buses back in the 1920s?
Jed says on the social mediums, one time I was cussing at the racetrack about something, and it was in front of my buddy's 10-year-old son. I went over to apologize to him for my language, and he responded with, "It's okay, Jed, I ride the bus." I know those words. That is where you learn all the terrible life lessons you should know. That's, again, you don't know if your kid is a good kid or a bad kid until after they ride the bus for about half a year.
Pruitt Prudel Camp on Twitter says, "Bus rider here, life lessons are learned on the bus. You get tougher, especially with the zero AC or heat, but also not mention when the bus went over a bump, one fly, we all fly." Oh, mercy me. Chad Campbell. Chad, let's go ahead and answer the $64,000 question. Were you a bus rider?
You know, I was a bus rider. I rode the bus, and I remember the bus is breaking down, and you're stopped on the side of the road, and it's hot. You're burning up. You can't get off the bus until another bus comes and gets you. And I was the first stop when they picked you up in the morning, so the bus was cold.
Oh,
it was so cold. And I was the last stop in the afternoon they dropped you off.
Oh, you had a close relationship with your driver.
Oh, yeah, Jesse Pollard.
Do you remember what your bus number was?
20.
Wow, do you remember
bus number? No, not at all.
111.
Yep, I was.
Now mine
20.
Was kind of easy. Trip ones, but it was 111.
Chad and I are small town people. We had I was going to say we didn't have triple digit bus numbers. You know?
Just letting you know, they used to park them over there next to the what was the restaurant that used to be on Merchants Road? The steakhouse they knocked down.
Ryan's that was over there.
No, it was right next to the Ingles. It used to be.
There used to be a Ryan's that was there.
Was it? Logan's. Thank you, Logan's.
I think it was a Ryan's before that, wasn't
it? Okay, well, the steakhouse they've knocked down on Merchants Road is where all the buses used to park all the time.
Did the buses knock it down?
Chad was looking for them Easter rolls. He's about to go there for lunch.
You were just talking to us before we get to start, Mitch Cut, about how busy you have been since you guys have officially ushered in the year 2020.
Yes, it's been fantastic.
Thanks for catching your breath and hanging out with us for a bit.
You know what? That's what it feels like. It feels like we're just right now catching our breath. We had such a strong year-end close. This is the best year-end close I can ever remember us having in the history of the whole Rusty Wallace Company. Every store, it was just fantastic. So we got a lot of trade-ins. Yep. That's the good part. It took us a little bit to get them all ready, but now they're all ready and they're all here and we've got them. And so then we decided we're going to have a roaring 20s sale because it's the 20s.
Those are like the prices that we paid the mid-90s when I was in high school, Chad, for a car payment. Like the car payment's like, when I read that, I'm like, I don't think that I'm supposed to say this on the air. I think Tony topped that up wrong or something like that.
Roaring 20s, 2020 Honda, $220 a month. 2020 Civic, $120 a month.
That is, $220 a month, $120 a month. Those are not car payments you see in the 2000s.
No, they're not. And I got a bunch of them, too, so there's all kinds of them down there.
You ready to do this? We have got a special start bench cut I think you're going to enjoy on the other side. Eric Kane, if you would, please.
How do you rank them? It's time for Mary... Whoops. The FCC says we can't do it that way. Let's play Start, Bench, or Cut on the starting lineup. Powered by Heritage Realty, locally owned and operated with over 50 years of experience in the Knoxville market, where today's technology meets traditional customer service. Heritage Realty.
The highlight is always watching Chad Campbell grab the pen and the paper.
You got to have the pen and the paper.
I mean, when Chad makes notes on Start, Bench, Cut, he's literally making notes on Start, Bench, Cut.
So I can remember the
names.
Yeah,
exactly.
All right, here we go. The funniest entertainer with a birthday today. Star Bench Cup, Betty White, Jim Carrey, Steve Harvey.
I'll roll with this one first. I grew up a Jim Carrey guy. One of the first VHSs I ever purchased with my own money. Allowance was Ace Ventura, Pet Detective. It actually came with a Pet Detective collector's card that I think I still have in one of my boxes somewhere. You're starting Jim Carrey. I think Steve Harvey is just, he makes me laugh when I'm watching Family Feud on Game Show Network. Betty White once said, though, in the Atlanta Journal-Constitution, how she made it to 90, or the 90s, vodka and hot dogs in that order. That made me laugh harder than I can ever imagine. So I'm starting Jim Carrey, I'm benching Betty White, I'm cutting Steve Harvey the mustache.
What do you have, Chad? What are you thinking?
Well, you know what? Betty White's, 98?
Yeah,
today?
Something like that.
Good for her. I start her. She's 98, there I'm starting her.
I agree.
So she's been funny for years and years, Golden Girls and aged Golden Girls and everything else. So I'm starting Betty White. I'm going to bench Steve Harvey because he's so funny, and Jim Carrey I think is so funny too. So I like them all, but I'm gonna cut Jim Carrey, bench Steve Harvey.
Look,
and start Betty White.
Fire Marshal Bill was a long time ago. Jim Carrey's not funny anymore.
Yeah, cable guy's over, man.
Yeah, it is. That's it. Jim Carrey's not funny anymore. So I'm gonna start Betty White. I'm gonna bench Steve Harvey. I'm gonna cut Jim Carrey. That is the right order. Chad had it right. Look, what you used to do is not what you do. When's the last time Jim Carrey did a funny movie?
When was the last time you guys brought? When was the last time you guys brought?
You weren't 21 the last time Jim Carrey did a movie.
Dinosaur Antarctic Age Takes.
It's cool. Jim Carrey was like, you were like 18 the last time Jim Carrey did a funny movie.
Guess what? I enjoyed every single
Bruce
minute
Almighty
of it.
Was solid though. What
Bruce
was that?
Will saw was Christian McCaffrey at West Town yesterday. Pants down around his ankles. So.
All right, point taken, and we roll on.
All right, best chance to finish next season is Tennessee's starting quarterback. Start, bench, cut, JG, Brian Maurer, Harrison Bailey.
And that's not start. That's finish next season as Tennessee's starting quarterback.
Yeah,
so
finish next season.
So Tennessee's final home game is their homecoming game against Troy. So who's running to the tee or who's in Nashville in 2020 starting the game? I'm going to start Jarrett Garantano. It's that order. I think that you're going to get a full redshirt year out of Harrison Bailey. So I'm starting Garantano. I'm benching Maurer. I'm cutting Bailey.
Same way.
Yep.
Yeah, I'm the same way. Ditto to that. I do think it's what it's going to be. I think the Garantano will hold the job the whole year.
Yep.
I think Maurer will be the backup the whole year. I think that you get a full redshirt year out of Harrison Bailey. I agree.
Okay, transportation to and from school. Star Bench Cut, bus, car rider, walker.
Oh, start. I want to start here, guys. You start car rider. It's much better to be a car rider than it is a bus rider. But you need to, there's some character that gets built, good and bad, by being a bus rider. So I will start bus rider. I will start car rider, bench bus rider. I'm going to cut walker. So that's just, we lived a long way in Seymour from school. You weren't walking that far.
It's the right answer because if you're a car rider, you might be able to convince the driver to stop by the drive-thru and get you a sausage egg biscuit, but you probably have to pay for everybody else in the car. That's the exact.
No, man, I was trying to get, let's go to the Dairy Queen drive-thru, and I'm trying to get one of them dip cones with some chocolate on the outside of it.
Okay, maybe.
When we get out of school, hey, can we get a Happy Meal? Mom, can we get a Happy Meal?
I like breakfast food better than I like dessert.
Your odds are better getting that if you're walking.
I have to skip at school at 9 a.m. That's what we just read out from
Dude, do you know how many times? I don't even want to get into it, man. Two of my teachers from Central listen to our show every day, and they always are like, so you made it into radio because of me? Thanks, wink. And I'm like, dude, I didn't get suspended because of you guys. Thanks.
I'd say I'm going to go one, start car rider. I'm going to bench walker and cut the bus rider. It was such a long ride.
It was such. It was terrible.
It had switch buses.
And everybody's like, everybody smells bad because you're an adolescent. So everybody, like, the best you can smell like is Mountain Dew and Doritos. And then you had body odor on top of that. Like, it was just horrible.
Ryan on Twitter says, if you didn't get suspended at least once from the bus, did you even ride the bus? Ryan, you're not wrong.
All right, we got two more. Way too early Vols football record predictions. Start bench cut 7-5, 8-4, 9-plus wins.
Ooh, who's going to touch this one first? I'm going to start. Okay, I'll roll with it. I'll start 8-4. I'll bench 7-5. I'm going to cut 9-plus.
Yeah, I agree with that.
Oklahoma's the schedule. Oklahoma and Bama, including Georgia. I'm sorry. I know it's way too early, but that's three guaranteed losses.
I was trying to put together. I was like, what are we counting? Bowl, math, numbers. And so I was like, because I think they can get to 9 with a bowl. But no, it's 8-4, it's 7-5, and then it's cut. 9-plus wins.
Well. Sounds like we got a bunch of negative Nellies over here.
well, we got Nelly and we got a bitter biscuit.
Here's why you're
some
all wrong about this.
Some of us said 8-4 at the beginning of the season, yeah. Chad, and then they lost to Georgia State. So we're just a little tender still.
This is what's going to happen. It's so early that 9-plus is still on the table, so we hadn't lost a single game yet.
That's true.
We could possibly go undefeated. You realize that, right?
It's still on the table.
It could happen. So 9-plus, we're starting. We're going to bench 8-4. We're cutting 7-5. That's not.
Can I branch off and do a quick additional start bench cut just for
sure,
you, Chad? Just for you, Chad.
yeah.
I just said three guaranteed losses, Bama, Georgia, Oklahoma. Start bench cut. Start is the one that you believe that they'll win.
Say them again. Alabama, Oklahoma.
Bama, Georgia, Oklahoma.
Georgia.
Start Georgia.
Start Georgia.
You think they're going to beat Georgia?
Yes.
In Athens next year.
That's where they're playing it.
Okay. Kaner, what's the last one?
Now, here we go. Best Super Bowl matchup, Chiefs 49ers, Titans Packers, Chiefs Packers.
I'll take the leeway on this one more time. I'll take the lead. I think it's whoever the best quarterbacks are. And out of all those matchups, I'm going to start Packers versus Chiefs because Rodgers versus Mahomes. I'm going to bench the Chiefs versus the Niners because of a great defense against Pat Mahomes. I'm sorry, Will and I have laid it out, though. I know local people want to see the Titans go, but if you want the most entertaining Super Bowl, it does not involve the Tennessee Titans, so I'm going to cut San Francisco, whoever the NFC champion is, versus Tennessee.
I'm
going to
start the Chiefs against the Niners. The Niners have been the best team in the NFC for the entire year. I still don't kind of believe in them. It's also Andy Reid, who's choked so many times in the postseason, versus Mr. 28-3 himself. You know, and Kyle Shanahan, the offensive coordinator for Atlanta, who blew that one as the coach of the Niners. So that's compelling. I will bench the Titans against the San Francisco 49ers. I will cut the Packers against the Chiefs.
See, that's why you guys get paid for a radio show over here, because you got knowledge about this stuff. So what I would tell you is, since I'm local, I'm going to start the Titans against the Niners. That's going to be the best one for me. For the nation, maybe not.
Yeah.
But for me, it's got a good story.
It does have a good story.
Got a good story. So I'm going to start the Titans and the Niners. I'm going to bench the Chiefs and the Niners. Chiefs and the Niners. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to cut the Packers in it.
LSU Matt on Twitter says, some of y'all never stood outside in the cold with no jacket on waiting for the bus and it shows. Dude, bus riders, we're talking about going to the core today.
A lot of memories there.
I used to always, like my mom, I'd want to wear shorts every day because we're going to play basketball in the afternoon. And so I needed to have shorts on, not pants. So I'd have to like run out of the house and my mom didn't see me for the bus with shorts on, because if she saw me, she'd be like, get in here and put some long pants on. You know what I mean? I'd get in trouble. So like I would always like run out of the house real fast. And then you're a kid, so you're stupid. And you didn't realize that, well, she knew every time I ran out of the house without saying bye to her, I was wearing shorts and trying to get away with it. So whenever that happened, she'd just open the window, get back in here and turn.
So one real cool story about a bus, my grandfather was a bus driver.
Okay, oh. Okay.
So he drove a school bus. And I asked him one time, I said, Granddad, This is over in Claiborne County, okay? I said, Granddad, I said, what'd you do whenever, you know, kids got in a fight on the bus? He said, I pulled over, went back and got them, drug them off, and kicked them right off. I said, well, what'd you do then? He said, oh, I left them. Wherever they were, that's where they got. I mean, now, this wasn't last week, okay?
No, this was back
60 years ago.
Yeah.
When, you know, that was, I guess, the thing you do. I don't know. But they just kick them right off the bus. That's where you got off. Wherever you got in a fight at, 12 miles from home. Go ahead.
Good luck. Figure it out.
Yeah,
no cell phones back then either for them to call mom and dad.
No cell phones.
Big thank you to our friends over at Heritage Realty, bringing Star Pitch Cut to the table.
HeritageRealtyKnox.com, a boutique firm focusing on you, the client, over the needs of the sales pipeline. They're amazing when it comes to property management, maximizing your investment, and treating your property as if it's their own. HeritageRealtyKnox.com.
I want this to be set on the air, and I'll have it played back next November if it happens. Chad Campbell, if Tennessee wins 9 or more games at the end of the regular season, if they go 9-3 or better, I will pay for your ticket to the bowl game Tennessee goes to.
All right, it's on. It's on.
I will pay for your ticket to the bowl game Tennessee goes to.
I hope it's somewhere nice and warm.
9-3 sounds like Citrus Bowl in Orlando.
Yeah.
That sounds good to me.
At least Outback Bowl. You're at least getting the Bloomin' Onion.
I couldn't have had any more fun at the Tax Slayer Bowl. I thought it was fantastic. First bowl game I ever got to go to, so it was a lot of
fun. Oh, that's awesome, yeah.
Yeah, it was great.
Chad, we cannot thank you enough for bringing us here to the intersection of selection on Fridays to really officially kick off the weekend with you guys here at Rusty Wallace Honda.
I appreciate you guys being here. Thank you very much. You're always welcome.
656-99900. Crossover time is next. You're listening to The Starting Lineup. Tyler Ivins and Will West on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal.
This is a Tennessee Education Lottery Sports Minute.
All right, Lady Vols picked up a win on the road last night in Gainesville, 78-50 over Florida. Renai Davis, a game-high 18 points. Tennessee shot 53% from the field in the win. Three managers now have been let go in wake of the Astros' 2017 sign-stealing scheme as the Mets and manager Carlos Beltran mutually agreed to part ways. Beltran was hired on November the 1st by New York. College hoop scores, number one Gonzaga, no problem over Santa Clara, 105-54. Memphis, number 22, topped Cincinnati, 60-49. And number eight, Oregon, went down. Washington State pulled off the upset, 72-61. Cowboys' new head coach Mike McCarthy is keeping Kellen Moore as OC and his play caller. Agent Drew Rosenhaus has terminated the contract with Antonio Brown until the free agent wide receiver seeks counseling. And in the NBA, the Bucks topped the Celtics 128-123. Golden State fell to Denver 134-131. The Tennessee Lottery is proud to have raised more than $5 billion for education in Tennessee. Let's get a check of the roads. Pete Michael's traffic coming up in 15 seconds. I'm Eric Kane.
Say goodbye here from Rusty Wallace Honda here on 99.1 FM, the Sports Animal.
Today is National Hot and Spicy Day. Your favorite hot and spicy dish in Knoxville?
Oh, man. Just give me any plate of General Tso's chicken, and you're going to make me a happy man.
I enjoy the General Tso's chicken as well.
I am a big fan.
Give me the basket of wings at BKW with the fire seasoning, and then the flight sauce that's strong, along with the fries with the fire seasoning on them. Or if you've never had the hot chicken in Jackie's Dream, the hot chicken, the Knoxville hot chicken. Knoxville hot chicken at Jackie's Dream is better than Nashville hot chicken at Hattie B's. And I'm not just saying that. It's better.
Fill in the blank. I know we do blank space on Monday, but blank space. And don't give me the Booger McFarland if one team scores the more
if
points.
Tom Brady throws for more yards than the other quarterback, he'll be the leading passer.
The Tennessee Titans go to the Super Bowl if blank.
Ryan Tannehill throws two touchdowns. That's what it's going to take.
Really?
Yeah.
I was thinking three.
It may be.
Three.
You might be right. I might be underselling it.
Three and a rushing, and two rushing touchdowns by Tannehill, or by Henry.
I just think
35, I think, is a good indicator of where the Titans' offense is.
He has to be over 200 yards. He's got to be a legitimate quarterback in a National Football League playoff game. And I'm not trying to rip him. It's just they haven't had to have that yet. But this game, you're going to have that, and he's going to have to be able to do that.
Eric Kane, player goodbye music, and the Tennessee Titans are in the Super Bowl if blank.
If Derrick Henry continues to run the ball, you keep the ball out of the hands of Patrick Mahomes, and Ryan Tannehill throws for a touchdown or two. Easier said than done, right?
Yeah. Also, from now on, we should always bump out with Wu-Tang.
Always bump out with Wu-Tang?
Yeah. I'm just kidding. We don't have to do that because I can't find clean Wu-Tang songs.
You find a clean Wu-Tang song, and I'll let you do that. Or you can just take my thunder from me before I say it. Eric Ains Show with Brian Rice. It's next. Two guys you know that didn't ride the bus.
They definitely didn't ride the bus.
You're listening to The Sports Animal.